Well, good evening. First off, I'd like to thank you for your prayers and welcome you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Last night, we had a young people's gathering at the McCoy Park, and we played some volleyball. And we had quite a few kids show up, and I think Becky counted, I think there was 39. Is that right? It was 39. And I don't know if you've ever been to McCoy Park. There's three sand volleyball nets there. And just above it, there's a shelter house and some horseshoe things. And we had quite a number of kids there. And at the same time, there was also another gathering of young people that were there. They were sort of getting there about the same time we were. And they had about the same, looked to me about the same number. And so I was kind of worried about that, not knowing who these other kids were. And sometimes when you get those kind of things happening with the young people's outing, you just don't know how it's going to turn out, and you hope it works out for the best. Well, I think it did. It worked out all right. We got going and started playing volleyball, and it turned out that a couple of the girls that were in our group knew some of the kids that were up in the other group, and it turned out that they were, what I could gather, they were another church group, and they had some counselors. They had been to camp, and they had some of their camp counselors there at sort of chaperoning what they were doing. But there was a contrast between our group of kids and the other group. They had brought their boom boxes, and they had their music playing loud, and we're getting kind of rowdy, and our kids were, you know, sort of separate from them, and they stayed away from them, and they didn't mix. And sometimes that's a worry, that, you know, you think that you get those kind of things going, and the crowd starts to mix a little bit, and you wonder about that influence that can be there. Well, we didn't have that problem. In fact, one of the girls that were with the other group kind of joined our group. She came down and spent her time, the majority of her time there with the young peoples from the Church of Christ. And I felt good about that. We were able to be there and be a good example for her. As the evening went on, these kids that were there, they started smoking. And some of our kids that were there noticed that and mentioned it. And they said, that's not a good example for a Christian group to be smoking like that. So they had their music going and they were smoking, and we were playing volleyball. And there were two young men there that were from Mexico. And one's name was Julio, and the other's name was, I can't remember his first name, but I caught his last name. His last name was Israel. And, well, I don't know. He said it in Mexican, so I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell what's the first and last name. But anyway, his name was Israel, or Israel was part of his name. And they picked up a volleyball. We had three or four volleyballs there, and they picked one up, and they were just kind of volleying it back and forth by themselves. And Luke Wiley asked them to join in, and so they joined in and played volleyball with us. And I thought that was great. They had the choice of, I don't know if they were with that other group or if they were just there on their own, but they had the choice to mingle with us or to mingle with them. And they chose to mingle with us. And I seen that as another blessing. So they played volleyball, and after a while they left. And as the night grew on, the other group, they started drinking alcohol. And some of our kids noticed that. But not too many. But most of the time, the young peoples that we had there were oblivious to everything that was going on around them. And I feel like we were really blessed. And I was really, really pleased to be there with them. And I thought you'd be pleased to know that your young people are representing the Church of Christ and doing a mighty fine job of it. And who knows, maybe Julio and Isaac, or Israel, might be seeing, we might find him someday, maybe they'll remember the example that we set. And that's kind of what my topic is about, is setting an example. So, and we have an example for us in the Book of Mormon, 4th chapter of Nephi. Example of what Christ's church is. And I'm going to read quite a bit, verses 1 through 26. It's a long reading, but there's a lot of information there, and I think it's worth reading all of that. So if you'd care to follow along, it's on page 681. And it came to pass, then the 30th and 4th year passed away, and also the 30th and 5th, and behold, the disciples of Jesus had formed a church of Christ in all the lands round about. And as many as did come unto them, and did truly repent of their sins, and were baptized in the name of Jesus, they did also receive the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass that in the 36th year, the people were all converted unto the Lord upon all the face of the land, both Nephites and Lamanites. And there were no contentions and disputations among them, and every man did deal justly one with another. And they had all things common among them. Therefore, there were not rich and poor, bond and free, but they were all made free and partakers of the heavenly gift. And it came to pass that the 30th and 7th year passed away also, and there still continued to be peace in all the land. And there were great and marvelous works wrought by the disciples of Jesus, insomuch they did heal the sick and raise the dead, and cause the lame to walk, and the blind to receive their sight, and the deaf to hear. And all manner of miracles did they work among the children of men, and nothing did they work miracles, save it were in the name of Jesus. And thus did they 38 years just. And thus did the 38th year pass away, and also the 39th year, and the 41st, and the 42nd, yea, even until the 49 years had passed away, and also the 51st, and the 52nd, yea, even until the 59 years had passed away. And the Lord did prosper them exceedingly in the land, yea, insomuch that they did build cities again where there had been cities burned, yea, even that great city Zarahemla did they cause to be built again. And there were many cities which had been sunk, and waters came up in the stead thereof, and therefore these cities could not be renewed. And now behold, it came to pass that the people of Nephi did wax strong, and did multiply exceedingly fast, and become exceedingly fair and delightsome people. And they were married and given in marriage, and were blessed according to the multitude of the promises which the Lord had made unto them. And they did not walk any more after the performance and ordinances. And they did not walk any more after the performances and ordinance of the law of Moses, but they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord, their God, continuing in fasting and prayer, and meeting together often, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And it came to pass that there was no contention among all the people in all the land, but they were mighty miracles wrought among the disciples of Jesus. And it came to pass that 70 and first year passed away, and also the 70 and second year, yea, and in fine until the 70 and ninth year had passed away. Yea, even 100 years had passed away, and the disciples of Jesus, who he has chosen, had all gone to the paradise of God, save it were three which should tarry. And there were other disciples ordained in their stead, and also many of the generation which had passed away. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And there were no envyings, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lyings, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people which had been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites or any matter of ites, but they were all in one the children of Christ, and heirs to the kingdom of God. And how blessed were they, for the Lord did bless them in all their doings. Yea, even they were blessed and prospered until 110 years had passed away, and the first generation from Christ had passed away. And there was no contention in all the land. And it came to pass that Nephi, he that kept this record, and he kept it upon the plates of Nephi, died, and his son Amos kept it in his stead, and he kept it upon the plates of Nephi also. And he kept it 84 years, and there was still peace in the land, save it were a small part of the people which had revolted from the church and took upon them the name of the Lamanites. Therefore there began to be Lamanites again in the land. And it came to pass that Amos died also. And it was 194 years from the coming of Christ. And his son Amos kept the record in his stead, and he also kept it upon the plates of Nephi. And it was also written in the book of Nephi, which is this book. And it came to pass that 200 years had passed away, and the second generation had passed away, save it were a few. And now I, Mormon, would that ye should know that the people had multiplied insomuch that they were spread upon the face of the land, and that they had become exceedingly rich because of the prosperity in Christ. And now in the 201st year, there began to be among them those who were lifted up in pride, such as were wearing of costly apparel, and all manner of fine pearls, and all fine things of the world. Well, therein, and mainly the 1st to the 26th verse, we have a real good example of, for us, of what the Christ Church should be like, and the type of life we live, and the type of relationship that we should have one to another. If you turn with me over to on page 310, the second chapter of Alma, we can look at another example of how Christ of Christ's church. Part of it's not a very good example. And if we look at it in chapter 2, verse 8, if we go back up to verse 4, and they began to establish the church more fully, yea, and many were baptized in the water of Sidon, and were joined to the church of God. Yea, they were baptized by the hand of Ammon, who had been consecrated the high priest over the people of the church, by the hand of his father Alma. And it came to pass in the 7th year of the reign of Judges, there were about 3,500 souls that united themselves to the church of God and were baptized. That's a lot of souls. And if we read on a little bit more in verses 13, and we look at what happened to them. For they saw and beheld with great sorrow that the people of the church began to be lifted up with pride of their eyes, and to set their hearts upon riches and upon the vain things of the world, that they began to be scornful one towards another, and they began to persecute those that did not believe according to their own will and pleasure. And thus, in this 8th year of the reign of Judges, there began to be great contentions among the people of the church. Yea, there were envyings and strifes and malice and persecutions and pride, even to exceed the pride of those who did not belong to the church of God. And thus ended the 8th year of the reign of Judges, and the wickedness of the church was a great stumbling block unto those who did not belong to the church, and thus the church began to fail in progress. And it came to pass that in the commencement of the 9th year, Alma, seeing the wickedness of the church, and those who were unbelievers, wickedness of the church and those who were unbelievers on from one place, led those who were unbelievers on from one piece of iniquity to another, and thus bringing on the destruction of the people. Oh, excuse me, I skipped a part. I don't know why I did that. The beginning of the 18th verse. And it came to pass that in the commencement of the ninth year, Alma, seeing the wickedness of the church, and seeing also that the example of the church began to lead those who were unbelievers on from one piece of iniquity to another, thus bringing on the destruction of the people. There's two examples to us of this day of the church. One in fourth chapter of Nephi, where the church was great and prosperous, and the gospel spread. And you can see in there the relationship that we had one to another, and the love that was there. And there was no pride, and no envyings, no strifes, no contentions. And then Alma, we can read and see what happened when these things happened, and that the church became not a good example, like our young people were the other night, but a bad example, and that the church didn't grow and prosper. I think being an example is very important, and I think that has to start at an individual level. We can talk about all the things that we can say are wrong in the church, the things that we're missing. We don't have some of the miracles and maybe some of the blessings of the past that people claim that we're missing now. I think all those things will come in God's own time. So I don't really want to address that. I just want to talk about what it means to us as an individual and what we can do in setting an example. It really starts with the individual. If you would turn with me to 1 Timothy 4:12 through 16. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word and in conversation, in charity and spirit, in faith and purity. Till I come, give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. And in Galatians 5:16 through 26. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things which ye would do. But if ye would be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions of the lusts. And if we live in the Spirit, let us walk also in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glories or provoking one another, envying one another. In those two readings, I think you can see examples of how, or a description of how we can be an example to one another, and the things that we shouldn't have in our lives, and the things that we should have in our lives. And I look at it, I look at it like, if I want the Church of Christ to be better, if I want the church to live to its full potential, I have to start with myself. And I have to examine the things that I do and the places that I go, people that I talk to and the things that I say, how I treat my brother. And I have to start there before I can worry about what's wrong and why we're not going where we're going, so that I'm not a stumbling block to my brother, and so that the church can grow and prosper. We received two sermons at Missouri Reunion, one from Joel and one from Randy, and in both of those sermons they talked about television. This is just another thing that we can be an example to each other with. I know I like to sit down and watch a good movie once in a while, and a lot of people do. And you know, the argument, a lot of times you hear the argument, well, I don't see anything different on TV that's not in real life. And that's true. There are a lot of things on TV that are real in our lives, not our lives, but other lives, but are part of that world, you know, that we like to try to separate ourselves from. And people can say, well, I watch it's TV, it's not all that bad. You know, I can read about all those same things in the Bible. I can read about witchcraft. I can read about idolatry, fornication. And there's examples of all those things in the Bible, as much as they are in TV. But the difference is what it's teaching. The Bible teaches against those things, and television doesn't. Television teaches us to do those things, and the Bible doesn't. So even though those things are in the Bible, and even though those things are in the TV, they're not the same. So there's a caution there. We need to set an example in our families to what television programs we watch. If I say to my children, which I do, you know, don't lie, you know, don't take drugs, don't smoke, don't drink, don't have premarital sex. If I say to my children all those things, but I turn the TV on and I sit down and I watch the movie and I'm watching those things and I'm allowing myself to be entertained by it, I'm kind of setting up a double standard, and I'm not being a good example for them. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, sometimes I've done that. You know, I've watched a movie or a television program that's really not appropriate. And so that's just one thing I know I can look at myself and say that I need to be a better example. And if someone got to know me better and were spending time visiting at my house and they were considering joining the Church of Christ, and they seen me watch a television show like that, what would they think? They might not say, well, that's not a good example. And I've become a stumbling block. So the church being an example to the world and to everybody who's outside the church starts at an individual level. We have to start out being an example to each other. And then we can start thinking about where we're going as a church, because if we do that, we'll automatically be where we need to be if we all did that together. Turn with me to Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 12. For we were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and all righteousness and truth, providing what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is the light. In Matthew 15:16-20, and Jesus said, "Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever enter in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast into the draught? But those things which proceeded out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceedeth the evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, faultlessnesses, and blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man." Our kids are going back to school, and a lot of something that's on a lot of people's minds is what happened at Columbine High School, and they blame a lot of that on the violence in television and video games that kids play, and those types of things. And the things that we do watch, and the things that we do in terms of playing video games and watching TV, they do affect us. We can watch them and we can kind of wink at them and we say, "Well, I can watch this. I know it's wrong. And I know what they're doing is wrong. But it doesn't affect me because I know that it's not right." But all those things coming at us all the time can change our way of thinking, can put thoughts and ideas in our heads that aren't good for us. And I believe that's what he's talking about here, the things that you take into your heart and your mind that defile you, that even though you know they're wrong and you do them anyway, as far as viewing them on TV and listening to the radio and playing video games that are violent or content that's not very acceptable. And these are just, I'm kind of picking on television and movies and video games, but these are just two or three things that are there, but they, with those things, open a floodgate of all the sin and all the possibility of everything that's out there in the world. You bring right into your home. I mean, it's just every kind of filth imaginable is out there, and it's on TV. So it's pretty easy to pick out the obvious. But if we each look within our lives and we think about those things that we're doing, we can probably find other things. Maybe we don't have a problem with television. Maybe, you know, some of us don't watch TV or don't even have TVs in our home, and some of us do. And I'm not saying that television is all bad. There's programs on TV that are acceptable to watch. I'm just saying that just be more careful, be a better example if you can. Think about those things that you're watching. I know sometimes I don't... TV's on, I walk through the room, and I don't really pay attention to what the kids are watching. But we should be cautious about those things. If you turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 15 through 28. I think that's it. Let's... Oh, I got that written down wrong. I'm sorry.
verse 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, also will do, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord, this epistle be read unto the holy brethren. These are things that we can be good examples in. Quench not the spirit. You know, stay away from those things that are going to force the Spirit of God not to be with you. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from the appearance of evil. That's another thing that we can be a good example in. The places that we go and the things that we do. Verse 25, brethren, pray for us. Pray for each other. Greet the brethren with a holy kiss. Greet each other kindly. I could add a few other things to it, which would be keep the Sabbath day, the Lord's day. That would be another thing that we should be a good example in. Come to church on Wednesday nights for prayer service and Sunday evening service and Sunday morning service. We could be an example to our brothers and sisters that way. There's many others. For closing, I'd like to read Psalms 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a respectful way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. A forward heart shall depart from me, and I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. And he that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house, and he that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Thank you.